Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the podcast that's so sour you challenge your friends to listen to it.
Ooh, I like that.
I just can't take it.
I was going to say the podcast that is so extreme that if you showed it to a person from colonial times, it would just wreck their life.
That's also true.
Can you imagine, like, if anyone here is doing any time travel, just bring some headphones and plug me right into a colonial person's earlobes. Honestly, we probably have the same accent because I've heard that the Philly, Mid-Atlantic, Baltimore accent is very similar to what colonial people may have sounded like.
Kate, have you ever had a mega warhead candy?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had one. I've heard of nuclear warheads, so this worries me. I know what a warhead is. I know they're really sour, but I was kind of scared of them growing up.
Okay. Yeah. No, me and my family and my friends, we were all in on these.
Your family?
Well, my brother, my cousins. Oh, okay. Not my mom and dad.
Picturing the nuclear family. Your dad eating a warhead.
We should really give him one next time we see him.
Oh, that would wreck his life. He's like a colonial person.
Well, he used to like hot and spicy food, and I feel like this
would just dissolve his tongue. This would just be the last thing he would ever taste.
This was for us in the late 90s, like what hot Cheetos are for little kids now. Mm-hmm. The one chip challenge, yeah. You know. Although I guess the hot versus the sour are different, but it's the same idea.
Yeah.
Kate, to put together these two short paragraphs worth of information, I used two articles. One is from Wired. It's called Gross National Product from June 1st, 1999. So this was written at the time when warheads were big. And that was by Mark Frauenfelder. And then the other one is much more recent. It's from 2017. It's from NPR, and it's called Toxic Sour Atomic: Why We Love to Hate Gross Candy, and that was by Nadia Bernstein. So those really informed me. I had a lot of trouble at first finding information about warheads, but luckily those two articles came in clutch.
Excellent. We'll post them on the social media.
Yeah, we use that. We update that.
Someone doesn't do so good at it.
Kate, the man you need to know about warheads, his name is Peter Day Yager. Peter D. Yager?
Peter
D-E-Y-A-G-E-R. He's from Iowa. He was visiting Germany in 1979, and he had gummy bears there for the first time.
Man, Iowa's really not exciting. Like, did they not have gummy bears in Iowa in the 70s? Like, okay. What kind of food desert was he living in?
We did an excruciatingly detailed history of gummy bears on our episode about the Disney animated series, The Adventures of the Gummy Bears, and you might know whether or not gummy bears were in the United States yet. They were, but they were not widely available. So De Jager began importing them and selling them stateside, and he made a really good living. So he's one of the people who brought them to America in a big way. From then on, he and his company, the Foreign Candy Company, sought out and imported unique global candies to the United States, because that's all you had to do. You know, you'd find something that wasn't available yet, boom, import it, sell it. All you have to do is, you know, pay to get it there and then resell it. So seems like a nice business. In the early 90s, right, you know, about 11 years later, after his gummy bears discovery, De Jager had a very sour Japanese candy called Super Lemon, and he decided that this would be his next big import. So he went on some international trips on a mission to find the sourest candies that he could, because a Super Lemon and its ilk were a little hard candy that was sweet, but had a super sour coating. It was really popular in Asia, which is what he learned on this trip. So he's like trying all the different ones. In Taiwan, he found what he considered the most sour one. And the company that was making them had been making them since 1975 in Taiwan. So he begins importing these super, super sour candies, but he gives them very American branding. Mega Warheads is what he renamed them in America.
Okay, because of America.
Yeah. And it's extreme, and it's got war, and it's violent. And he made the mascot, Wally Warhead, who you're looking at there.
I see him.
Could you describe Wally Warhead?
He looks like he's just been punched in the gut. He doesn't look like he's having a good time. Or he looks like he's had his buccal fat removed. Is that what I'm going to look like? Is that what I'm going to look like?
And how about his head? He's having a nuclear explosion. His head's a mushroom cloud.
His head is just absolutely destroyed.
What we now kind of consider the broccoli head haircut. He's kind of got that, right? And Wally Warhead is a little boy whose head is exploding from eating one of these. So he starts selling them in America in 1993, and they were an absolute huge hit because stupid kids like me wanted to prove that they could handle, you know, how unpleasantly sour they were. So I was a real tough guy with these candies.
Of course you were.
In 1999, according to the Wired article I mentioned earlier, the brand of Mega Warheads was worth $40 million.
Oh my God.
Just so you know, Kate, scientifically, these candies are coated in three types of acid.
That doesn't sound good.
Which is what makes them so sour.
I don't want to expose myself to three types of acid.
Malic acid.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid.
Uh-huh.
And citric acid.
This is like MK Ultra shit. I'm not doing this.
It gives you about 20 seconds of extreme sourness. And then once it's done, it's just a regular lemon drop or whatever flavor you're having. There were originally five flavors: apple, black cherry, lemon, watermelon, and blue raspberry. As a kid, my brother always told me, and I trusted him because he's 4 years older than me, that black cherry was the most sour one. But I've since heard many arguments that lemon is the most sour one. Hmm. And I found nothing to prove that any of them are more sour than the others. In fact, it probably is just the same for all of them. So I think it's a moot point because they're all equally coated in the three triple acid combo, but just kind of interesting. We were always like, you can eat the black cherry, that's the most sour. So this is actually pretty wild. In 1999, they were worth $40 million. By 2004, the fad was over and the popularity had waned significantly. So much so that DeJager sold the rights to the brand to another company, Impact Confections, which is a US-based company, and they now manufacture them themselves. They don't import them. They're made in America now. Today, we're going to try one each from a pack of flavors they're selling specifically to nostalgia bait me. It worked. It's the limited edition 90s throwback pack.
Oh, I'm scared for myself.
And according to all the articles I read, Warheads really are responsible for the extreme sour candies that, you know, still exist today. There's many of them. The Toxic Waste, which is also similar branding. It comes in a little barrel like of spent toxic waste. There's all sorts of nonsense like this. Although it is worth noting, Sour Patch Kids have been around since the early 70s. So they technically predate it, but they're not extreme. There's nobody ever says like, oh, I can't handle eating Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. Yeah,
Sour Patch Kids,
by
the way.
I do like a Sour Patch Kid, though.
You know, they were renamed to capitalize on the popularity of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah? What were they called before that?
I have no idea. But
Sour Patch Babies?
No, they didn't have Sour Patch in the name, you know? I don't know what they're originally called. We'll save that for a Sour Patch Kids episode. But yeah, they're just named that to mimic the name of... Anyway.
I literally feel nauseous looking at these Warheads sitting next to me. I'm, like, scared.
My last question in the notes is, are you scared?
Yeah, I'm scared. My mouth is like really wet and I'm scared.
Let's begin. Okay.
Can I have some milk maybe?
I don't think milk will help with the acid. Why don't they just curdle the milk and make you throw up? It's not like hot food.
All right, here, get me a tissue so I can spit it out. How long do I have to keep it in my mouth?
There's no rules here. You could spit it out right away. But if you get through 20 seconds, it's good. It's a good candy then.
Is it? Is it really? What do you think? Which one should I have?
You're going to have one of each.
One of each?
So...
I was going to burn my tongue off. I'm salivating. And not in a good way. Not when you're like, yummy, yummy. I can't wait to eat this. I'm stress salivating.
All right. All five.
I got stress saliva. Stop. Just now you're laying them out in front of me.
There's no other lemon? Damn. Ugh. I was going to have them with you, but I guess I won't.
Oh, wow. Now he's making me do something he wouldn't do himself.
All right, Kate. Lemon and black cherry were the urban legends of the sour. So should we save those for the end?
Or should we get them out of the way first?
You decide, Kate.
Blast our taste buds out.
Ladies'
okay.
choice.
What are the flavors again?
The flavors are apple.
Okay.
Black cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon.
Okay.
Lemon. And blue raspberry.
Okay, so
nature's
lemon,
favorite. Blue
lemon
raspberry.
Is probably my least favorite candy flavor, so let's do that first. Let's just
What's
blow
that called?
Me right
eat
out.
Eat the toad? Swallow,
yeah, you gotta eat the frog. Eat the toad. All right, here I am.
Chew the tadpole.
Here I am. I'm opening it. You hear it? Let's do some This American Lifestyle ASMR. Ira Glass's mouth sound. Okay, I'm touching it. I'm touching the warhead. It looks like a little crushed. There's only like a halfie in here. Is that right?
I guess it got crushed.
Okay. It's the color of a ripe lemon.
How's it smell?
It smells sour. Oh, it doesn't smell good.
Those are
okay,
the three
I'm putting
acids.
It. I'm tasting it now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Why would you? Oh. This is terrible. How am I supposed to keep it in?
20, just 20,
I'm gonna kill.
In 20 seconds, it'll be sweet. I wasn't sure if this would be a good episode format or not, but it definitely is.
Oh my God. Okay, it's not sour anymore.
That was it. 20
I
seconds
hated
later.
That. That this is not good candy.
How's the lemon flavor now?
It tastes like a Lysol wipe. Why would you trick me like this? I'm spitting it out.
Could you clarify how you've been tricked?
I'm crying.
Don't wipe your eye with the acid tissue.
Oh my God, that hurts so bad. Is my tongue burnt? Is my tongue burnt? Look.
Your tongue looks completely normal.
It's on fire. Acid fire.
Oh. Have some
I'm gonna
water.
Have to eat some Tums.
Have some H2O, Kate.
Oh, Jesus crapping Christ. I'm gonna need Tums. I need a Tums smoothie. Oh, it's reactivating the acid.
The water's not good.
This is so bad. Why would a kid eat this? Why would anyone eat this? This is a trick. It's a mean trick.
Oh, it would be funny to be like, want some candy? And then you give your friend, your kid, some candy.
Oh my God, I'm looking like Wally Warhead. My mouth is just sucking in.
Did you have your buccal fat removed, Kate?
Jesus Christ. I look like Anya Taylor-Joy. This is, oh my God. Tyler.
Which flavor would you like next?
No, I don't know if I can do another. Honestly, I don't know. Just pick a flavor, but like, this isn't good. This is like, what is that place? Guantanamo.
Here's watermelon.
Watermelon?
Oh, you want me to do it with you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, I do. Wow, that really hurt. It's burning still. I'm going to have bad breath for the rest of my life.
Watermelon.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. My hand is making a claw shape. Oh my God. Oh, it really hurts. Are you hurting?
A little bit. I'm trying to tough it out.
No, my tongue hurts so bad.
You know what's helping me? I'm really making an effort to suck the coating off the candy.
Yeah, I'm really sucking it down. But then is it acidifying my stomach?
I'm good. That was it. I'm through it.
I'm done. Okay, I'm done. But it's going straight into my tummy then. And then I'm not going to be able to sleep right at night. I'm going to have acid reflux. When you're in your 30s, you can't eat a warhead. It's going to wreck you. You cannot eat a warhead in your 30s.
I have no basis for this scientifically, but I wonder if it's not that much acid. It's just the fact that it's in direct contact with your tongue.
I don't even like this candy.
I don't mind this watermelon. This is really bringing me back, though. I did this a lot in 1999.
Yes, why you can't taste anything.
Huh. You do have a much more nuanced palate than me. Do you think?
I think you wrecked your shit with warheads. All right. Am I done? I have to do more?
You don't have to. Make me finish? I'm not going to make you do anything.
God, this is like the worst wine tasting in the world.
I didn't know you were a quitter, though.
Swirl and spit. Tyler, look at my tongue.
Okay, it's red.
My tongue is red.
But that's...
From acid. I have acid burns.
Is my tongue red?
Yeah, I have acid burns.
I think that's the watermelon red dye.
I need some water.
That's red 40.
I'm going to have a headache from all this red 40, too. Jesus Christ.
It's not enough to have a tummy ache from the acid.
Give me the most sour one.
Black cherry.
And then we're going to be done. I truly can't do any more, though.
I'll have a black cherry with
you. I really can't. I just cannot. I did hear, like, in the schoolyard that black cherry was the one, and that people would be like, it will burn your tongue off.
I gotta tell you, I may have been too scared to have the black cherry.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure if I've ever had it.
It doesn't have really a smell to it.
And you famously don't like cherry-flavored things, right?
I don't.
You don't
ready?
Eat White
I mean,
House
I like
cherry
black
ice
cherry,
cream?
I think. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Oh,
is it more sour? I think it is.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna throw up. Oh my God, I'm heaving. Why would someone make this? You f***ing hayseed. I hate that Iowa guy. What's his name? Dylan Schnurfner? Oh, ow. I hate cherry flavored things.
Your tongue's back to normal.
This is horrible.
The red has disappeared somehow. The black cherry dye dyed it back to its normal color. This one's pretty good now that we're through the...
No, this is nothing. Nothing will ever be good again. I don't think I'll ever be able to taste food. I don't think I'm going to be able to taste my food tonight. Like, this, I think, is going to f*** me up for life. I hate this. I don't understand why you would subject someone that you love to this.
What would have happened if you tried this as the second grader?
I was like I wanted to be like really tough as a kid, so I would have done it. And stoically, I would have accepted my tongue being burned off by acid. I would have been like, yep, this is fine. I need to show out in front of my peers.
What are some of the other things you did to project toughness at that age?
I let somebody punch me in the arm after I got a shot, but then he just kept punching me in the arm. And that was a real bummer.
That's a shame. You have problems with shots and needles to this day. Is that where it originates?
I don't know.
Huh.
We're not really... nostalgia. Not therapy. Men will do anything except go to therapy.
Start a podcast with your wife. Eat sour warheads.
My tongue is hurting so bad right now. And I'm not being dramatic about it. It feels like it's swollen to like twice its size. Is it big?
No.
Is my tongue big?
It looks totally normal.
I think it might be.
It's got a little bit of like dark red, maybe. Just a tiny bit of black cherry.
Acid burns. I have acid burns on my mouth. Why would they sell these in a pack?
You're supposed to share. The whole point is it's the camaraderie, you know? So
this is like the schoolyard equivalent of like a POW camp.
All right, Kate.
Don't do it. Don't do warheads.
I like your anti-warhead message.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Podcast is
protesting.
Anti-nukes, anti-warheads, all of it.
Tune in next week Whether you love or hate our food episodes, I promise next week will not be one. They're few and far between. Kate, thank you.
Do you swear?
Yeah. Nothing. You'll never have something this sour again. The next one is chewing gum from the 1880s. So
what?
We'll get there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Kate, thank you. This is probably the, would you say in our 400 plus episodes, this is like the toughest thing you've had to put up with? Or no, it's like watching, you know.
I think Dumb and Dumber was worse.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, Dumb and Dumber was the worst thing I've had to do. But I have both a headache and an incredibly sore tongue from this. My tongue hurts. It's like bristling right now.
Man, when I was a kid, if you told me you wanted to hang out and eat Warheads and watch Dumb and Dumber, that would be a perfect Friday night for me. Are you rethinking your marital vows right now?
I actually am a little bit.
All right, guys, tune in next week, maybe.
Maybe. See if Mom and Dad are still together.
There's just one thing left to do.
This is where we add the pucker power.
Yep, all its sour power comes from a secret powder sprayed inside a huge coating drum.
There are some people that think that coating that we use might not be from this world, but I have no comment on that.